We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's the Real Post Game Show. An ass whooping by your New England Patriots, 45-7. And leave it to Fred to take off the week in which the Patriots were absolutely perfect. There's not a single caller who can call and challenge Fred with any negativity here today, Steve.
Killing
it him. Wouldn't happen.
Killing him. You know that's the truth, too. And I don't think, I mean, it was okay to expect a win. It wasn't okay to expect this. This was a drubbing from outside that first drive that Cleveland had. This was a drubbing of monumental proportions. It was just great.
So first quarter, we had two long drives by both teams. They put 7 points up on the board.
Great answer,
there,
by the way,
drive. And you sit there and you say to yourself, okay, we're going to have a hell of a game. It's going to be an interesting afternoon.
Yep.
From that point on, in every aspect of the game, offense, defense, quarterback play, special teams, whatever, it was all New England.
Yeah.
Completely New England.
And we were spoiled for 20 years with seeing a lot of those games, and this was a surprise. This was you could have easily made a case for the Patriots winning this game, finding a way to win this game, but you could not have made a case for this kind of beatdown. And it's just
against a quality team.
Against a quality team.
That blew out Cincinnati last week. That looked like they were peaking, looked like they were playing at a high efficiency, looked like their quarterback was healthy once again.
Yes. But, you know, we always, I mean, how many years we're not fooled by it, but how many years have we seen it where there's teams that that show up in the first part of the season and then the reality sets in and they become I still think Cincinnati is a decent team, but you've seen it with a bunch of teams. Who did we see start out strong? We saw Denver start out strong, Carolina start out strong. A number of teams were doing things that nobody expected, and when things settle in, especially this year, last year was a crazy year. This is a way more conventional year than we had last year, but it still holds to form. We've seen so many years where, is this the year that so and so is going to be able to make a run? Yeah, okay, they might be 4-1 right now, but talk to me in 4 or 5 weeks, and that's how it played out. And to see the Patriots getting better and winning games that they could have given away. Like they did in the beginning of the season. I mean, they gave away a couple games early on. They don't seem to be doing those things now.
Well, I think a big part of it, and we've talked about this over the years, and some lost faith, I think, because Brady was doing so well in Tampa Bay,
sure,
and New England was going through this rebuilding process. So much of it is all on coaching. And I think you're starting to see that. You're starting to see Bill Belichick build his defense up. You're starting to see Josh McDaniels build a rookie quarterback up. And
yep,
more and more people are starting to buy into Mac Jones is the real deal. Though Fox in their pregame show kind of played along with, well, is it really the situation he's in or is he really a good quarterback? I'm not going to dispute that the situation he's in is a really good one, though he doesn't have the greatest receivers, though we're starting to see something from Henry now. He's starting to play
true
and make some big plays in down in the red zone, and they're starting to open up that red zone. Coaching, Steve, is a humongous part of all of this. And you're seeing it with Belichick. You've played under this guy,
yep,
before. You understand it. Week by week, it's details. It's filling in the blanks. We got to fix this. We got to fix that. We got to leak over here. We got to do this. And I think you're starting to see it over the last 3 weeks. This has been a legitimate contending team.
Right, and you know, does anybody in the NFL have a greater body of work behind him than Bill Belichick does? So he's not going to be a coach that's going to panic. He's not going to be a coach that throws things up against the wall just to see if it sticks. He's got a plan, and we're seeing the fruits of that plan right now. This team is much better than it was at the beginning of the season. How many times did we say that about Tom Brady's Patriots? How many times? You know, it matters how you're playing in November and December way more than, well, obviously you still want the wins in September and October, but you want to be playing your best football in, you know, mid to late November and all of December. And they still have some big games on their schedule, two against Buffalo, and they're still going to have to work hard to get in the playoffs. But you could easily see this team competing for a playoff spot, easily. And 3 weeks ago, I would have said something is going to have to break for them to make the playoffs. And now you look at them like that's a team that could compete for the playoffs, especially when you combine it with other teams like a Cincinnati and Cleveland sort of falling by the wayside.
They're coming back to earth. Yeah, you're starting to see that. You're starting to see it in that AFC North division as well. You know, they're kind of, you know, what are the Steelers? And now you got the COVID situation with Roethlisberger. And as well as Lamar Jackson is playing, the Ravens are not playing well. So you're looking at the rest of the conference and you're saying to yourself, okay, a few weeks ago, we thought the goal was really make the postseason.
Right.
Now, I will bet you anything, this will be the line you will hear all over ESPN, the NFL Network, over the next few weeks. The team nobody wants to play going forward will be the New England Patriots.
Yeah.
The team nobody wants to play in the postseason will be the New England Patriots. Because they're so well coached, they can come up with a great, great game plan. And, oh yeah, by the way, they don't have a rookie quarterback. The kid is for real.
Yeah.
Duck boats.
Yeah.
Well, let's not get that carried away.
Slow your roll there.
Yeah.
And I was watching one of the pregame shows. Might have been Fox. Dave Wannstedt, a coach that I very briefly played for, mentioned they were all talking about teams to watch out for, and he was the last one to talk. And he goes, "Call me crazy, but you better watch out for these Patriots." And he gave a lot of it was about what Bill Belichick does as a coach and how he prepares his teams for the games. And I'm not ready to buy my plane ticket to LA for the Super Bowl yet, but I'm all in on this team being a playoff caliber team.
I agree with you. I mean, let's see some consistency. Short week.
Yep.
They're going to Atlanta. Atlanta's got all sorts of problems, including the quarterback's been beaten up. They were beaten up today as well. And then you get Tennessee, as you mentioned. You get those two games coming up with Buffalo. Let's see some consistency.
Agreed.
Over the next 4 or 5 weeks. But at least I think there's hope here. Now, let's get to the quarterback. And then we're going to get to Bill Belichick. And we'll hear from Mac Jones when he heads to the podium. And then we're going to get to your phone call. So load him up right now. 617-779-7937. There is reason today to believe. There's no question about it. Mac Jones, 19 of 23, 198 yards, 8.6 average, 3 touchdowns, 0 INTs, and a quarterback rating of 142.1. More impressive? How about 3 drives that he scored on all 3? 83 yards, 95 yards, and 99.5 yards.
Right.
That is impressive. A rookie quarterback backed up at his own end, and he gets you 7 every freaking time.
Yeah, imagine that. The 99.5 yard after that penalty that they took. 99.5 yard drive. Just an amazing drive in terms of how they were able to move down the field. It was a combination of some longer gains on some passes, some very good running. You know, the offensive line played better, even though he had some pressure here and there. All around, you try to find the weak part of this game, and it's hard to point to anything that went wrong.
Myles Garrett and Clowney at each bookends.
Yes.
This is a very good defense he faced today.
Agreed.
This is a defense that attacks the quarterback. This is a defense that doesn't give you an awful lot of wiggle room to run the football. And yet, he picked them apart. And the thing that I think was the most impressive, and you tell me, Steve, the checkdowns. Some of the stuff that he was seeing, pre-snap stuff, you could see it. He was taking a long time, numerous times during the course of the game, because he saw something, he readjusted, and then notice what happened. They had a big play virtually every single time he did that.
Yep.
To me, that's telling me the kid's really figuring it out.
Yeah, and he held on to the ball a couple times longer than he should have, but again, not as much as he did in the past. I mean, there was a couple times you're holding your breath because he was you saw the rush coming, and he still got rid of the ball. You know, there's probably a couple times where he held on to it a little bit longer, but the fact is he's learning. He's growing into this position, and he's becoming a fantastic first-round pick so far. Again, I'm not putting a gold jacket on him.
Not I'm putting him in camp yet. Quite yet, Bill, for ourselves. Hold back.
Right. But this is you see, like you're seeing the progress of the Patriots as a team, you're seeing progress from Mac Jones, too.
Well, I thought the last 2 weeks, and we talked quite a bit about this the last 2 weeks, he was having a little bit of difficulty.
Yep.
He was, I wouldn't say he was seeing ghosts, but he was seeing some unfamiliar sights out there, things that teams were kind of figuring out and changing up on him. I thought today just the opposite. He was in rhythm. He was totally confident. He was seeing everything.
Agreed.
And adjusting to what he saw.
Agreed.
And we know what he is. You know, he can really throw an accurate pass. He can throw the ball deep. He can throw the ball underneath. He's never going to be able to extend the play using his legs. He's going to have to do it all with his head and with his arm. But I think today, I thought was the best we have seen Mac Jones to this point. This was more complete than anything we had seen. And the last 2 weeks, I do believe there was kind of a little bit of, let's say, some difficulty. There was some resistance. Today, I thought just the opposite, and again, against a really good defense.
You can go back even to 3 weeks ago to the Chargers game. That first quarter of the Chargers game, it looked like he had happy feet. It looked like he was a little nervous, yep. Or not. I wouldn't say nervous. I would say he was a little tentative in what he was doing that first quarter. And even the early on in the Panthers game, it was he wasn't as clean as he usually is. But for a kid to be able to settle down in that situation, and then again, you mentioned it earlier. He knew that there was going to be some pressure from that pass rush. That they're very creative in how they use both Clowney and Garrett.
Sometimes they use them both on one side.
Yes,
they did a numerous plays today.
Yep, yeah. I mean, it didn't seem like he was rattled by anything, and that's a good playing against a good defense, not a great defense, but a pretty good, especially when it comes to getting towards the quarterback or pressure on the quarterback. He did a nice job knowing full well that he was probably going to get pressured a little bit. Didn't matter. They had a good running game going. They had the short passing game, the intermediate passing game, one or two longer passes. But that's all you can really want out of your a rookie quarterback, is to see him making progress as the season goes along.
All right, let's get to the defense. We're waiting for Bill Belichick. We're going to take you right down to Foxborough when Bill hits the podium. Let's look at the defense right now. Again, Matt Judon, who has been just immense. We got Bill right now. Let's go to Bill Belichick.
All right. Well, that was really a great day for us here today. On so many different levels. But I'll start. Let's kind of start at the top here. Relationship that our team, our organization has with the TAPS Foundation has been very meaningful for all of us for a number of years, and proud to wear James Patrick Darcy's pin here today. Our players and coaches were been involved in that in all week, and I know they had Mr. Kraft, the organization had some events for him and things like that, but it was awesome to see that, to recognize the military, to have Admiral Gilday here. Always like to see a lot of those gold bars on those Navy uniforms. That's always kind of sends chills down my spine. So just the whole week, the Veterans Week, the Salute to Service Day, and all that brought, and how thankfully we did our part. And I thought the team really played well today. There's so many outstanding plays and players and the preparation we had this week. Just you can really put everybody and talk about just about everybody in there. But, long touchdown drives, turnovers, competitive plays in the kicking game, just kind of big plays after big plays from so many different people. I was really proud of the way the team prepared, way it competed. And, you know, we just, as I told them after the game there, it's Wednesday night, and tomorrow's Thursday, and, you know, on a Sunday schedule. So we've got a lot of work to do here in a short amount of time. So just, you know, enjoy this one briefly, but we got to move on and turn the page to Atlanta very quickly. So, but it was, you know, a good day for us today, and, you know, hopefully we can, you know, fill the tank back up and, you know, be ready to have another good quick week here and be ready to go on Thursday. But that'll be a big challenge for us heading down there. And but proud of the way these guys played today and proud of the way they competed. And, Joe. You know, just say, you know, our thoughts and prayers are with Troy Hill. And you know, it's always, you know, something that none of us ever want to see. And so he was, you know, here very briefly, but hope that he's okay, along with Baker and Schwartz and whoever else, but especially, you know, Troy.
Go with Joe Kia.
Bill, after falling behind 7-0, how impressed were you with just the comeback, 45 straight points, the offense, and Mac Jones specifically on his performance today?
Yeah, well, again, it was a complete offensive effort. I think you couldn't single anybody out. You know, Browns have a lot of good defensive players, you know, have a great corner, a couple of good defensive ends, and you know, a lot of other good players too. And they brought a couple guys back this week defensively, but, you know, I thought, you know, we ran the ball competitively, threw the ball competitively, finished drives in the red zone with touchdowns. So, you know, it's a good team offensive effort all the way across the board and in every area.
Bill, you mentioned a lot of guys getting contributing today. Jacoby Myers finally found the end zone. A big reaction we saw from the sidelines, guys coming from the sideline to celebrate with him, and saw you cheering him a little bit. What did it mean for the team to see Jacoby after all this time finally score his own first touchdown?
Yeah, well, it's great every time we score. But, yeah, Jacoby's been a part of a lot of big plays that they've put other guys in position to do that. And, yeah, it's good to see him score. But, you know, again, the most important thing is the contributions that everybody made to the team winning the game and giving a solid performance for four quarters out there. So I think, you know, everybody's just happy that that happened. And they should be. So they worked hard to make it happen.
Coach, after the opening drive TD by Cleveland, was there some form of a adjustment defensively that you guys went through to stop the running game there by the Browns?
Yeah, they had, you know, a good, you know, they had a good plan there. They hit us on a couple, you know, two power plays, one zone play. And we had a chance to make a stop there on fourth down, and they converted that in the back of the end zone. But, again, that's the NFL. You know, teams come in with plans and plays, and you know, if you don't play things well or you haven't coached it well, and then you have to fix that, and then they move on to something else, then you move on to something else. And so that's kind of the way it is every week.
You had the interception by Duggar and then the another touchdown. So I want to say 38 seconds came off the clock there with the two scores and the pick. Just how big of a momentum switch was it for your team at that time?
Well, it's always good. You know, when you can kind of get those bonus points from your defense or special teams, that, you know, it's hard to count on those. But when you get a, you know, interception return like Phillips had in L.A., or J.C.'s return in Carolina, or Kyle's return to the whatever 5-yard line, whatever it was, you know, to set up a quick touchdown, you know, it's hard to count on those. But when you get those are, you know, bonus points, and certainly if you don't get it all the way to the end zone, then being able to take advantage of it and finish it with, you know, the offensive scoring drive, good complementary football, then that's, you know, that's what you need. You need the other side of the ball to, you know, finish the job, whether it's getting the field position, making a stop, getting the ball in the end zone, and we did that today, fortunately. So,
Bert.
Nope.
But if you look at where you were a month ago, having to play two road games in a stretch, Carolina and LA, talk about the consistency
Well, I've asked the players to, you know, work hard every day, and they've tried to do that. But, you know, right now, none of that really means anything. You know, we'll just have to come in here tomorrow, Tuesday, Wednesday, head to Atlanta, and you know, be ready to go against Falcons. So it's what happened today or what happened in September or some other game. I don't think it really matters at this point. It's really what we do from here going forward. But players are doing a good job of studying. They're doing a good job of working together and anticipating things that are going to happen so we can react a little faster and play more aggressively. Players are doing a good job of trying to practice and understanding how important it is that the practice execution sets up you know, the performance in the game. But we'll have to keep doing it. We're running up against another, you know, another good team this week. And, you know, if we don't, then things won't go well. So we'll see how we do this week.
Bill, you had a tough decision before the game with six offensive linemen. What went into the decision with the five that you picked, and what why did Michael end up being the sixth guy there?
Yeah, well, we have a lot of good players there, and it's good to get Trent back, and you know, we'll see how things go going forward, but it's good to have Trent back out there.
Maury over here. Hey, Bill, considering Ramondre's status this week, not practicing 3 days, and then he gets his first career 100-yard game, anything surprise you with what he did out on the field, considering he didn't practice?
Yeah, Ramondre's run well, caught the ball well. He's made good yards after contact. He's been doing that, you know, for several weeks. So, you know, glad we had the opportunity to get as many runs called and for him to get the carries that he did. He stepped in for Damian and he did a great job. So, again, it's good to have depth, and we have depth in the backfield and, you know, count on all those guys, and they've really come through for us.
Bill, Judon actually tied a career high. Could you talk about his importance in the last five games to your defense here?
Well, Matt's done a great job for us all year. You know, we asked him to do a lot of different things, and you know, he's worked hard to adjust to some new roles that he's had on this team in terms of technique, playing responsibility, and some different assignments and so forth. But, you know, he embraces it. He always tries to know how he can help the team, how he can, you know, do his job better and help somebody else or help do his part on whatever the play happens to call for him to do. So punt return team, you know, whatever it is, he's right there, you know, always ready to go. And he's given us a lot of good quality plays. I'm glad we have him. He's been a, you know, a real good player for us.
Bill, just two quick questions about first Brandon Bolden. How much has he taken on that James White third down back role? And going back to Stevenson, the injuries that he had this past week, how much do you check on a player throughout the course of a game to make sure he's okay and make sure he can still kind of finish out?
Yeah, well, those are all medical things. I don't check anybody out. I don't think anybody wants me playing doctor with them. That's not really my job. I'm not very good at that. But that's why we have our medical staff. They monitor that. But Brandon, you know, I think Brandon's really, you know, it's such a, I think we all have such admiration and respect for what he's done. He hasn't relinquished any of his roles in the kicking game, and he's taken on some huge roles for us offensively. And again, as we've talked about, those are very challenging, difficult, and demanding roles, from assignments and multiplicity of what can happen and does happen week to week, game to game, play to play. You know, he's handled it great, and at the same time, he's out there, you know, in the kicking game, giving us quality plays in that phase of the game as well, too. So, extremely fortunate that we have him, and you know, Brandon prepares hard, works hard, and you know, he's been a really good player for us for a long time. I'm glad we have him.
Bill, it's never easy going from Sunday to Thursday, but I'm curious if there's an added level of difficulty because you haven't seen the Falcons since October of 2017. Does that make a more difficult preparation?
Absolutely. Yeah, this is a team we don't know very much about. You know, Coach Smith's come down there and he's really gotten things going down there. You know, Tennessee, but that's what I've seen, it's not really Tennessee. It's a different team than what the Titans were when he was there. It's just put together differently, and you know, Coach P's defensively. Again, there's some carryover, some familiarity, but not really. We got a long way to go on the Falcons and what they do, and even though you know we're familiar with Coach Smith and Coach P's, that team looks a lot different than the Titans from you know what we looked at from them in the past. We did some work on that in the off season, and we knew, of course, this is going to be a short week, and so we tried to you know prepare for some off season work on the Falcons, but it appears that that's not going to be all that it'll be relevant, but I'm not all that relevant. And, you know, they obviously have some outstanding players, you know, starting with Pitts that it's going to be a major problem. So guy we haven't faced and guy that they've done a great job of utilizing in different roles and, you know, has had tremendous production. You know, Ryan's having a good year. So, you know, they can certainly move the ball and score a lot of points. They're very dangerous.
Going to take two more questions. Tara Sullivan.
Thank you. Fair or not this week, Bill, Mack found himself in the middle of kind of some, well, an ongoing conversation, criticism over that play from last week with Burns. The only reason I bring it up is I'm just curious from your perspective, what are you learning about Mack, the way he navigates through different things we see on the field, but you see off the field, just the way he handles things and whether it's criticism or whatever, new things in the NFL?
Yeah, well, that's the NFL for all of us. You know, we all deal with things every week, and, you know, Mack's done a good job of it. You know, so is everybody else, and we all learn. As I said, there's different challenges every week from each and every team and every situation. So let's do the best we can with him. But, yeah, he's done a good job.
And last question. Bill, the plan to neutralize Garrett seemed to incorporate everything you had from misdirection, run and pass game, cut blocks, chips. Is that what you believed you needed to do to kind of slow down the rush here today?
Yeah, well, again, you know, I think Josh, as usual, you know, did a great job pulling together the game plan and calling the game. But, yeah, there's more than one player out there. You got to deal with all 11 guys. You got to deal with Ward. You got to deal with Clowney. You got to deal with, you know, all the rest of them, Walker, right down the line. So, you know, it's a lot more than just one guy. So they have some very good players. You got to deal with them for sure. But, you know, I think really it was about the entire team. Game planning, all the coaches, coaching staff, the players just executing the game plan, executing the plays, you know, at a good, high productive level. And that, you know, that includes everybody, line, tight ends, backs, quarterback, receivers, fullback, and all the guys that played roles in that. That's, you know, they all had different roles on different plays. And, you know, and we did a little bit better than they did today, but that's, you know, it's really a team performance. You know, I don't think it's just about one. You just can't block one guy on defense and think everything else is going to work. That's just not enough. All right. Thank you.
Wow. That was like a midweek press conference right there, Steve. Ooh. Nick, how long did that go?
15 minutes.
15 minutes.
He was gushing in the beginning.
Expounding about everything, including moving on to the next opponent and giving you a complete breakdown. And you know why he was so long with this and how he never grunted, he never groaned, he never gave you a one-word answer. You know why, Steve? Because he realizes he's got a good football team.
Yeah, I think he does.
Did I just do a Biden whisper? Right
maybe,
there?
Yeah. I think I did. Yeah. Maybe, wow. Maybe. I mean, again,
he knows he's got a good football team.
I wouldn't presume to
Steve.
Know what Belichick was thinking 5-6 weeks ago, but yeah, I think he's looking at this team as maybe further along than he supposed to.
He's comfortable. I've seen enough of Bill to know that when Bill is still irritable, even though the team goes out and wins, he's still looking at a lot of stuff that he's got to fix.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not saying that there isn't stuff he has to fix right now, but Bill, through these, 10 games now, he's pretty pleased. Agreed. He's looking at this thing, and he is pretty pleased. He knows he's got something.
And that will be tempered by him going into meetings tomorrow and finding something else that they can work on.
They already just built up Atlanta. And he talked about the last time they faced them and Are you kidding me? This is not the same Atlanta.
No, it's not.
Come on.
Absolutely.
We're close to it.
Yeah,
I mean, this team is a disaster. And it's one of those teams, I think, that you can break them early on in games.
Yes.
You know? I don't want to get ahead of ourselves and talk about Atlanta. So why don't we do this, Steve? Why don't we take a break? No Freddie today.
Can we do a quick wellness check on Wiggy? Because I think Cam Newton just scored a touchdown for Carolina. So somewhere Wiggy jumped off out of his chair and maybe hit the ceiling.
Maybe a good debate for Wiggy. Could Cam have done today what Mac Jones did?
Why?
I'm
really?
Just throwing that out. That's all. All right, 617-779-7937. Load him up. We'll talk to you. Are you now complete believers? I mean, they're starting to prove that they're more than maybe just a team that can squeak into the playoffs. They're a team that could possibly do some damage.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.